His blood does not save you, nor does his death, but his love and teachings do save you from sin and death. He is not going to let you feel that he is not your friend, unless you turn away from the Paget Messages 1914, him to get the love of earth, by things and pleasures. Question and answer, yes, but you were not praying to the Father as you should have done. Do not let the thought that you are going to write for him keep you from praying to the Father, or you will not advance in your spiritual life. You are not in condition to write more tonight, or I would write fully on just what you should know and will do so later. You will soon know just what I mean. Go to bed and rest. Good night, your grandmother, Anne Rollins, and your wife, Helene. November 11, 19144. I am here, your grandmother. Yes, I am here, and I wish to tell you that you must not let what I said to you last night discourage you, for I was only trying to let you know that you must not forget to pray to God for his blessing. You were not in a condition to fully understand what I wrote. You were only in a condition of doubt as to what it was that you should do in order to feel the influence of my meaning. Question: yes, it is, and you must not so worship him. They were not only wrong in that particular, but they did not understand that Jesus does not want to be worshipped in that way. They may follow him in his teachings and example, but must worship only God. You can help them to see the truth, and you should try to do so. Yes, I know, but nevertheless you should make an effort, for they must learn that Jesus is only a Son of God and is not the God or any part of him. He is the one for them to seek and ask his aid in order to learn the truth. Yes, I know, but they will have to learn sooner or later that the Holy Spirit is of God and not a medium of Jesus to bring about their new birth and entrance into God's kingdom. God is the one that confers the blessings of the Spirit, and they will realize it when they receive the Spirit's inflow of love and grace. Yes, many have, and their influence is good and helpful. Their spirit friends are with them to realize that God is love and truth. Yes, sometimes, but they do not enjoy being there, and consequently do not remain very long or take any part in the services. This message is a composite of volume 3 PG 51 and volume 4 PG 188. There are about 100 such message composites. 4. He is not present at the various meetings that are held in the several churches over the whole country, but his truths are there in the character of spirits who are ordained to do the work of teaching the truths which he taught and which are the truths of God. The Holy Spirit is the one that can cause the inflowing of God's love, and it is present in all meetings as it is without form or personality. It is the messenger of God, and it can be in all places at the same time, so that the penitents, no matter how far apart, can receive its influence and feel its saving grace and love. It is not necessary for it to use other spirits to carry its love and influence. It of itself is able and all-comprehending enough to influence the persons who seek for its inflowing. So do not think that you have to have Jesus present in order to obtain the blessings of the Holy Spirit. He meant that where they are gathered together for the purpose of seeking the love of God, he would be able to help them feel the influence of the Holy Spirit. He would not have to be present himself for that purpose, but he would be represented by the Holy Spirit. No, he cannot, for he is a person and has all the limitations that belong to the individual. Jesus is not a spirit in the sense that God is a spirit. He is only an individualized spirit as you are. He is only a spirit of such wonderful development that he can control all the spirits of his own manner of thinking and who have been born again into God's kingdom, so that he can have them do his work just as he teaches them to do. Yes, he can direct the Holy Spirit in the sense that when the penitent prays for help, the Holy Spirit will respond and fulfill the work that the Father has provided it to do. Jesus is the truest exponent of his Father's truths, and God alone can cause the Holy Spirit to enter the hearts and souls of mankind. No, it is not, for the Father has given him the power to control all the spirits that are of the Father's kingdom of truth and love. Christ is not only a spirit of the Father, but is the one that God gave to Jesus when he anointed him on his earthly mission. He is the one spirit that cannot be made to do anything that is contrary to God's love and law. No, not in addition to the spirit that Jesus had, but the spirit that God gave to Jesus at the time of the anointing. The spirit that Jesus had before that time became one and the same with the Christ spirit. They are now one, Jesus is not a man as is taught by some writers, but is the Christ of God, a spirit that is full of God's truths. He is the great 11, the Paget Messages 1914, dispenser of truths, and he cannot lie nor do anything but what the Father has given him to do. Yes, Jesus the Spirit is only a spirit as you have a spirit, but Jesus the Christ is a spirit that is without form or limitations, so that the Holy Spirit can be everywhere at the same time. Yes, he meant that he is the Christ would be with all peoples wherever they might be gathered together seeking his help and teachings, but as Jesus as the mere Spirit, did not mean that he would be with them. So you may believe that he is with you always in the sense that he is your Christ. It is Jesus, the teacher of truth, and not the Christ. The latter is with you and everyone else at all times. Only the penitent must ask that he lets them feel his influence and teach them the truth of God, and the fact that the Holy Spirit is waiting to enter into their hearts and fill them with the divine love. Go to the church where you were last night, as you will be much more benefited than you will be by attending the other church. You will be under the influence of more spirits who have received the new birth. No, not in the sense that the Holy Spirit is in their hearts, they are only letting their minds become confused with the idea that Jesus' blood or crucifixion saves them, when the fact is the blood of Jesus or the crucifixion is not necessary, as a matter of belief to the salvation. The only thing that saves them from their sins and reconciles them to God is that they must become conscious of God's truths and receive the Holy Spirit into their souls. No vicarious suffering on the part of Jesus is necessary to save them. He never taught the erroneous doctrine, and it is not doing any good being taught by the preachers who claim to represent his cause. No, only in the sense that these things, the blood and crucifixion, call the attention of mankind to Jesus and his mission on earth. As between God and man, no blood of Jesus or vicarious suffering can appease God or save man. God is a God of love and does not have any wrath to be appeased. He is only too glad to have his children come to him and be at one with him. He is not waiting to punish them nor have the men suffer because of any wrath that he may be supposed to have towards them. They suffer only because they have violated his laws, and they must do that which will remove the penalties of the violations of these laws. Mankind are not the object of God's anger, but are the dear children of his love. He is not pleased when they do wrong or when they do not 12, obey his precepts. Let not the idea that God delights in the punishment of the wicked make you think that God wants any one of his children to suffer. He is only too ready to save and have the sinner come to his love and care. He is the one perfect love that exists. You must stop writing now, as you won't go to your dinner. Your loving grandmother, Anne Rollins, November 14, 1914. I am here, Thomas Paget. I am your father's uncle. I lived in St. Mary's County, Maryland, and passed over in 1831 at the county seat, Leonardtown. I was not a very good man when I passed over, but I am now in the fourth spirit sphere and am progressing very rapidly. I was his, Paget's grandfather's, brother. He is here and is very happy. He is in a condition of love with his wife that makes them perfectly happy and contented. Yes, I haven't often talked to him about you and your gift of writing. You must believe that the spirits write to you, for I assure you that they do. You must not let any seeming inconsistencies cause you to lose faith in the power of communicating, or you will lose the greatest consolation that you can ever obtain. Be a true medium and you will not only become much happier yourself, but will help to make others happy. Let me come to you occasionally and write, and I will help you in your investigation. Your granduncle, Thomas Paget. November 16, 1914. I am here, Helen. I am very happy. Yes, I am, and I feel that God is filling my soul with his love. I believe that he is my father and that I am his child. He is very near me, and the Holy Spirit is coming into my soul more and more. I have commenced to have more faith in his love and grace, and I believe that he is waiting to fill my soul with his love as you have told me. I am so happy that I can realize that he is my own true father of love. He is with me so very much now, that I know that I have been born again, as your grandmother has told me I would be if I would only believe and let his Holy Spirit enter into my soul. I will soon be in the third spirit sphere that I told you about, and will then be so very happy. I will come to you just as soon as I realize the change in my condition and tell you of the glories that your mother tells me will be mine. So do not worry, the Paget messages 1914, more about me as you have done, pray for my salvation. I am soon to be in my new home and then you will know that I am a spirit redeemed. Yes, it will and you will be so very happy also. Let us both thank God for his goodness and love. Let us try to progress more and more until we join each other in this world of light and happiness. Yes, it has more love for you than ever before and when you commence to really learn what the true meaning of God's love is you will see that all our past happiness and love are merely shadows of what the real love and happiness is that we may enjoy when the Holy Spirit takes full possession of our souls and makes us feel that the Father's love and care are only the one thing necessary for our true happiness and love. Yes, I will just as soon as I reach that home. Yes, they all rejoice that I have at last found God and have his love to that extent that makes my soul free from sin and error. Yes, and so could I but I must not write much tonight as you are tired and sleepy. Good night, my own true love, Helen. November 30th, 1914. I am here, Helen. I am very happy for I have so much love of God in my heart that I cannot think of anything that tends to make me unhappy. Yes, my home is very beautiful and I am perfectly delighted with it. It is made of white marble and is surrounded by lawns and flowers and trees of various kinds. The grass is so very green and the flowers are so beautiful and variegated. The trees are always in foliage and have such beautiful limbs and leaves. I am most pleased with my home. I mean the building. There are many beautiful pictures on the walls, and the walls are all frescoed and hung with fine coverings, and the floors are inlaid with beautiful mosaics. I have all the splendid furniture that I could possibly wish for, and my library is full of books of all kinds, especially of those that tell of God and his love for man. You would be in your element if you could be with me. I have music, such as you never heard on earth, and instruments of various kinds which I am learning to play, and I sing with all my heart and soul as the days go by. I have beds on which I lie down, but I never sleep. We do not need sleep here, we only rest, for sometimes we get tired from our work and are greatly refreshed by lying on the beds and couches which are so comfortable that we do not realize that we are tired after lying down a little while. Yes, I do. And when I sing I think of you and wish that you could hear me as you did when I was with you in the body. I like the song that reached my heart, it seems to bring me more in rapport with you than any of the others, although Sing Me to Sleep is one that I enjoy to sing very much. Yes, we eat fruit and nuts, but do not do so because we are hungry, but more because we enjoy the flavors so much, and we drink water, pure and sweet, as it makes us feel so refreshed when we are a little tired. No, our fruit is not of the earthly kind, it is so much more delightful that I am unable to describe it to you. And the nuts are different, also. Yes, the water is purer than what you have and is more refreshing. No, our instruments are not like those on earth, they are not stringed instruments, but are played by our thoughts of goodness and love. We do not use fingers or lungs, but merely thoughts, and if they are pure and loving, our music is very beautiful and not discordant. Yes, I am. When you are asleep or doing something in the line of your work, then you do not need me and I am free to leave you. You must not think that I am not free to leave you when I am with you, for I am, and I come to you of my own free will, but love compels, and in that particular I am not free and don't want to be. Your love for me is the greatest thing, except God's love, in all the world. And without it I would be very unhappy. You do not know how very necessary your loving me is to my happiness, and you must never cease to love me, for if you do not I will not enjoy my home or the spirit world so much. Yes, I know, but I sometimes fear that you may forget to think of me as I want you to. Yes, it is permanent, and the house and trees and flowers are more real to me than were ever the houses and trees and flowers on earth. They are not shadowy as you may think, but are so very substantial that they never decay or grow old. Yes, I have one selected for you now, and will make it so beautiful that you will wonder how it was possible for me to do so. There will be so much love in it that there will be no room for anything that is not in harmony with my love, and you will realize that your own Helen loves you with all the love that a soul can have for its mate. Yes, we will be together in every way and separated only while we are doing some of God's work. You will be with me in all my thoughts, and I 13, the Paget Messages 1914, will be with you in your thoughts. Love will keep us through all eternity. Yes, we will love our parents and children just as much as on earth, but they will not need our love so much, as they will have their own soulmates to love them. We will visit them and be visited by them, and enjoy their society even more than when on earth. They will love us very much, but the love that makes two souls one will exist only for the soulmates. God's love will not interfere with that, I mean our love for God. It is of a kind that is different from our love for each other, and is of a more spiritual and holy nature. I am so very much pleased to see that you are getting more of His love in your heart each day, and soon you will do the work that the Master has laid out for you to do. Yes, I am going to try to progress into the higher planes, and hope to do so as rapidly as is possible, but you may rest assured that no matter what plane I may be in, my love for you will not lessen, and I will not cease to be with you as I now am. The life in the higher spheres without you would not be complete. You are necessary to my complete happiness. God has decreed that two soulmates are intended to make one complete whole, and they must, in order to be wholly happy and to fulfill the laws of His love, live together forever as one. Yes, I know, because I have asked your grandmother and she has told me. You can progress on earth just as rapidly as I can here, if you will let God's love come into your heart as fully and as abundantly as I do, and you can if you will only pray to the Father. He does not require the child of His care to be in the spirit world in order to develop his soul. You have the same soul now that you will have when you come here, and if you let God fill it with His love while you are on earth, why should it not progress as much as it does here? God does not intend to wait until you come over here that He may give you the full enjoyment of His Holy Spirit. It all depends upon you. If you truly and sincerely seek His love, you will get it on earth just as easily as you can get it after you have thrown off the body. The love of God coming into the soul of a man does not depend upon whether he is in the flesh or in the spirit. All souls must answer for the sins done in the body. But it is not necessary that such penalties be paid in the spirit world. You can pay the penalty while on earth. As you sow, so shall you reap, but the reaping is not necessarily here. 14. If you seek earnestly for God's grace and love, you can obtain them on earth, and I am informed that when they are obtained on earth, greater will be the progress of the spirit when it comes over. So let me pray you to seek these blessings while you are in your present life, and not wait for them to be given to you after you have entered the spirit world. Your grandmother says that she had that experience, and when she came here, she entered the third, spirit, heaven, without going through a period of expiation or purification in the lower spheres. She is a wonderfully bright and pure spirit, and is very close to God, and has so much of His love in her soul that her countenance really seems an illuminated face. She is in a condition of almost perfect love and peace, though she says that she is striving for a higher plane and a closer attunement with her Heavenly Father. She is the one who can help you in your spiritual progress more than all others, except Jesus, who is the grandest and the most glorious Spirit in all the heavens. Let your thoughts be of a pure and holy kind, and you will soon realize that God's love is in your soul to a degree that will make you feel that He is your own near and dear Father. Do not doubt His love, or that He can come to you through the Holy Spirit, for that is His messenger of love, and it will never refuse to come into a man's heart and soul, where the desire exists to have it come, by earnest sincere prayer for its inflowing. Be true to yourself, as I have told you, and you will soon be in God's love and favor. Do not let worries or disappointments keep you from seeking His love, and believing that He is waiting to enfold you in His arms of mercy and love, for He is not only waiting but wants you to call on Him. Do not let the thought that He is afar up in the heavens cause you to think that He is not always near you anxiously waiting your call. He is not willing that one of His children should perish, and when they go astray, His great heart of love yearns for them to return and partake of His bounties and blessings. You must try with all your heart to realize this truth, for it is a truth, and is the greatest truth taught us by Jesus, who is the greatest of all teachers. Make your daily life one of prayer and aspirations, and you will see that what I have told you is not only true, but you can make it a part of yourself. You have only to let your desires turn towards God, and He will meet you more than halfway, for He never sleeps or closes His ear to the supplications of His children, and those who have sought Him with an earnest, the Paget Messages 1914, and repentant wish, and longing desire of the soul, know that He has always responded to their call. You are now in the way to obtain these blessings, and I pray that you may continue, for you cannot find true happiness in any other way. This is what Jesus meant when He said, "I am the way, the truth and the life." He knew that there was only one way to obtain the Father's love, and that is through the new birth, which is merely the flowing into the soul of man the love of God, to the extent of eradicating all desires and tastes for things which are not in harmony with God's laws and love. You must give your thoughts more to this vital consideration of the economy of God's being. It is not a question of what church you belong to, or what particular faith you may have, or who your preacher may be, or to what duties you owe to the church, or to the ceremony of baptism according to the church's dogmas, but whether you have sought God in spirit and in truth, and have received His favor and love. This is an individual matter, and no man can be saved by the sufferings or progress of another. Each soul is a complete unit, when joined with its mate, and the spiritual condition of each soul towards God determines what its place and happiness will be in the spirit world. So do not let the thought that it is necessary to believe in a special church dogma or any ceremony, keep you from seeking the new birth. This is the fundamental principle that operates in the atonement of man with God, and all other doctrines are merely secondary, and need to be believed only as they may lead to a belief in this foundation. I am writing at the dictation of your grandmother, for she knows, and I, of course, would not be able to write in this way of my own thoughts and experience. She says that you must try to get in condition so that the Master may write, that which he shall say will show to mankind the everlasting truths of God's kingdom and laws, that she is a mere tyro, novice, in the knowledge and ability to explain God's truths that Jesus will teach you. So try to become more spiritual, so that you may learn the wonderful teachings of God's love and truth that He will give you. You must stop writing now as you are tired and so am I. So love your own true Helen, and pray to God for love and spiritual enlightenment. Helen, December 5, 1914. I am here, Helen. You are not doing the right thing by not loving me as you did. Try to think of me more in the way that you did when you were in your last meeting at the Coburns. The way for you to love me is to let your heart believe that I am with you and, that I, love you with all my heart. You should try to throw off the feeling that you speak of. Do not be so despondent as everything will come right as I told you. Be more hopeful and you will feel better. I will help you if you will only trust me as I have told you, for I know that you will be able to do what you want to in reference to Nita. You will sell the apartment in time or I would not say so. Yes. I am, and if you do, you must promise to never doubt again. So you see that I am willing to risk a great deal on my prophecy. Be true to me and you will succeed. Yes, it was, and I know what you have in mind. I thought of you then and of the influences that were surrounding you. The woman was influencing you in the way that you think. But you must not grieve about it, but try to turn your thoughts to me and my love. The conditions were not good because the young medium was not surrounded by the spirits that could help in producing the results that you are seeking. She had too many spirits that are merely of the earth plane and whose thoughts were of the kind that will not help you very much. Do not sit again with her or with the other woman, for they only retard the success of your efforts. She saw some things, but not all that she spoke of. The baby was all right and so were the hearts in the woman, but the comment on Mr. Colburn's front or the newspapers on your lap were not there. She only imagined them. Yes, she saw the pirate, for he was there and the room was full of Indians, but they were not of the kind that I admire. Mr. Colburn's Indians were not there in any number. Some were, Swaney and Wolf and Rolling Cloud and another whom I don't know. Bright Star was not the, nor was the guide of Miss Colburn. Your guide, White Eagle, was, and he was not in good humor because of the great number of spirits. He wanted to talk but he did not try, neither did any of us. Yes, that was the result of an effort on the part of some spirits trying to make themselves felt by you. They were not any that we desire to have present. Yes, your father was, but not your mother or grandmother. They would not attend, as they said that the conditions were not such as they desired to have when they attended. No, they were not either. I was not at Mrs. Ripple's, but I believe that your 15, the Paget messages 1914, father went there. He said that he was going as you were there and he desired to send you a message, so that you might know that he desired to speak to you. He is not here now and I don't know what he said. Yes, I can. He is here now, and says that he wanted to send you word that your Uncle William wished to be remembered to you. He is here also and says that he wants you to pray for him and think kindly of him when you try to write as he needs your help so much. Yes, he says, but he wants you to think more of him and he will progress much faster. He says that Fred is with him in the spirit world and that his mind is improving very much, that he was not of such a mind on earth that he was able to commit any very great sin, and consequently that his progress here is much faster because of that fact, and that he is as a child and needs only enlightenment to learn the way to God's love. He is a bright spirit, but is not so well informed as he will be soon. You have me, only believe I am yours now and always will be, my own darling Ned. You will be more satisfied with Tacoma Park after you get rid of your troubles and get the money that you need. I don't think that you would like California after you should get there, for it is not so desirable a place as you may imagine for the purposes that you have in mind and for which you have been selected. It is not a good country for the development of spiritual things. You had best be contented with the place we have selected for you. No, I don't. It, Baltimore, is too much given to the old way of thinking about the religions that have been taught so long. The people are conservative and would not easily be brought to see the real and new truths that you are to teach to the world, so let your mind be fixed on the park. Besides, it will be best for Nita and her ambition. She will have much better opportunities in Washington than elsewhere. Because you are not satisfied with your present condition, let the matter rest until you are in position to choose, and then you will not be so unsettled as you will see that the plans we mention are the best. Yes, I know, but they will be more likely to be with you in the park than in California or elsewhere. Let your mind rest on that point. We are not witches but your own dear departed loves. We do not think that that church will be the one for you to join, but if you must associate with some church, join the Universalist, as that is the one that is more in accord with the truths as you will be taught. No, it does not. It merely believes that he is the Son of God as I am informed. The Unitarian Church is not very spiritual because the people do not give much of their thoughts to the things of the Spirit. They depend too much on their ideas of morality and the teaching that God is a being that will not let anyone be punished for sins that he did not think were contrary to his ideas of right or wrong. They have no knowledge of the Holy Spirit's mission or that God is a God of love and ready to flow into men's souls whenever men call upon him. Yes, they do, but they do not really understand the full meaning of his love as you do, but I think that you could associate with them to advantage your spiritual being. I mean that their ideas that God is love and is the only one that can help mankind to become spiritual and at one with him. They are not right though, in all their teachings, for they would deprive mankind of one of the greatest consolations that they can have while on earth. That is the communication with their departed friends. They are very good in other particulars, but they would not suit you on the question of spiritualism. Yes, I know and I am glad of it. It will help her, Nita, to learn of God's love and she will be much benefited by it, and when the time comes she can easily believe that her mother comes to her. You will not be benefited very much by attending the seances of the mediums who hold seances for pay, as they have all kind of spirits come to them. But I think that your sitting with the Colburns will help you as they are good people and have spirits of a more exalted condition come to them, and the help that you may get from these spirits will soon enable you to get the voices. Yes, sometimes but not often. Mr. Colburn's grandmother is a spirit of spiritual excellence and so is his mother to some extent, but they have not the full realization of God's love, but they are helpful. Yes, They are very bright spirits, but they don't come to him anymore.